having several contact point for one transaction. Single window concept must be adopted by the bank for resolving queries like this. Experienced person who has experience in working in all other departments, if that kind of people are put out to attend the customer queries during the office hours, perhaps there will be reduction in the number of complaints. Increasingly, the banks are encouraging the single window facility for routine banking transactions. However, there are banking transactions which involves more than one department at a branch, and hence the delay happens. This mostly happens due to improper layout of the departments at the branches. Despite a proper layout, there will be an occasion where single transaction of the customer may require to be handled by different departments also. For example, foreign exchange transaction. One, it involves almost all the departments. One, if export bills are discounted, limit must be set. If limits are set, if limits are not set, issue comes of credit department for assessing the proposal. If limits are set and transaction is to be originated, charges if it is required to be collected, exporter's account must be debited first for the charges. Then in that case, there may not be having the sufficient balance. Then again going to the general banking department. So like that, you know, there are always, say, one simple transaction may have a coordination inside. Within the branch, there must be a coordination among the all the departments. That is what it is expected. For one transaction, though there is a requirement of many other departments, definitely there should be a one person at single window concept must be adopted by the banks. To summarize this discussion, conclusion is definitely it is drawn. Some conclusion must be drawn, is it not? Only discussion will not improve the customer service. Whatever we have discussed now in respect of the customer service, that is, I am going to summarize here. Let us go one by one, and wherever there is a disconnect, let us improve ourselves to improve the services, improve the bank, improve the customer services. We think of little bit in a different way. If there are any other mode that bankers can very well take the position for further improvement in the processes. Number one, the customer service in the branches need a constant improvement, and the branch manager have a decisive role to play in enhancing the quality of the services. It is up to branch manager how the complaints are getting reduced and how efficiently his staff will provide the courteous and efficient customer service. Why customer service at the branch needs to be improved? The reason have been identified by the working group or committee, and the recommendations which are even valid today to improve the customer service have been suggested. Despite the acceptance of the recommendation of the working group and the various initiatives in the banks, the quality of the customer service has not been improved significantly. That is what it was made, the comments were made by the committees established by the Reserve Bank of India. How bank employee look at the customer service? How bank employees look at the customer service? Are they giving the proper importance to the customer service? Let us understand. The customers are bread and butter for the bank employees. Unless you satisfy them, perhaps you will not earn your salary also, because he may move away, he may go away, and he will not have a banking relationship with you. So under the circumstances, the customers should be a focal point for any banking activity. Bank employees are equally concerned at the deteriorating conditions of the bank services to the customers. They are unhappy at the state of affairs and definitely want to improve the situation. Yes, bank employees are also concerned about the customer services. Gone those days when people were not understanding what the customer service is. But in today's environment, whenever there is a stiff competition for the business among the different banks, services is the only area where you can attract the customers. The bank employees are equally affected by the poor customer service as they are also part of the same society where they and the customers live. They feel helpless to find that those who are in the position to initiate the steps to improving the customer service are hardly have any initiative and zeals to do so. They are disgusted to find that the suggestions given are not taken to the proper step. Many times during day-to-day transactions, interaction happens. Interaction with the customer, interaction with the branch manager happens. And many times customers many times give the suggestion. Even employees are also giving suggestions. But implementation part activity comes and on the head of the branch head or branch manager. How proactively he accepts the suggestions given by all these, maybe customers or his employees, that is up to the branch manager. If he want to improve, then perhaps he should not neglect the suggestions given by these people. They are also disappointed at the role or unions in some public sector banks to treat improving customer service as the sole prerogative of the bank and branch management, and their job is restricted only in pointing out deficiencies. Unions play a very, I will not blame unions, but unions are always created for the safeguard in the activities of the employees. But unions people are also the customers of the bank. And if they have the problem and if the customers or if the employee behaves with them like how the customers, they are behaving with other customers, perhaps unions are not doing their job properly. So under the circumstances, most of the time, unions are playing a very vital and important role. Suppose, for example, for any mistake, branch manager is punishing or maybe shouting at any employee, and the employee goes to his union. All the union leaders are coming together and they are fighting with the branch manager without understanding the understanding cause why the concerned employee has been warned or why the concerned employee has been given an intimation for the improvement in the banking services or customer services. The key areas where the customers are frequently getting the dissatisfaction and are disappointed may be grouped into around 5 or 6 groups according to my understanding. These are areas where there are more and more complaints have been raised. One is delay in getting the transaction executed, or delay in sending the letter, delay in sanctioning the loan, delay in executing the payment. Number two, refusal to extend the particular service. If something is asked, suppose customer came and he handed over the passbook to you, and if you say, I have some other work to do, you come tomorrow to collect the passbook. This is not good service. You politely ask them to wait for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and do his job. But asking him to come next day perhaps deteriorates the customer service, and customers will definitely not be satisfied. Then, behavior and attitude of the staff plays very important role in respect of the customer service. Then, rigid rules and the procedures. Certain rules, regulations which are made by the bank, perhaps it will lead to generation of more and more complaints. Then housekeeping and upkeep of premises. Housekeeping means if the customer enters into your premises and it is giving the dirty look, it is not, sofa is not cleaned, or there is no water arrangement, or not properly organized sitting place. These are the areas, first entrance, you know, you should have a pleasant atmosphere in the premises of the branch, at least in the lodge where the customers are regularly coming. So, neatness, cleanness are also many times causing the concern. Fear, psychosis on account of undue emphasis on the accountability amongst the decision makers, particularly officers and managerial persons. After making the complaints, if the higher authorities are punishing to certain employees by issuing the letter, see, this is the provision when it is you have already accepted to receive for the your wrongdoing any letters from the hierarchy. Definitely, it is origination, or it is originated by you only. So, that you should not pass on to the customer. Means, because you are dissatisfied, you cannot give the dissatisfied services to the customer or shout at the customers. Yes, the moment for the time being, try to keep cool yourself. It doesn't mean that what is happening internally within the branch should be passed on, or should be immediately customer should be attacked for that. So, this kind of nature, attitude of the branch manager or the concerned counter staff should be avoided. About improvement in customer service plan. Action plan. Not only the committee has given the areas where the customers are giving, not only the areas where the customers are giving the scope for the complaint, but it is also, you have to understand that committee has given some areas where you can improve yourself, and the branch manager has to act in such a way that he should have planned processes to improve the customer services. As the broad areas of the customer dissatisfaction has been identified, we discussed. Let us attempt in drawing out the blueprint of an action plan to improve the quality of the customer services at the branch. These steps to be initiated would be, number one, reducing down the delay in customer service, yes, prompt and immediate customer service. Number two, increasing the use of latest technology. Technology, you can very well take, whenever now I am repeating the same example of the customer come with entry in the passbook. You should have the machinery or machine, or you should have an ability, branch should have an ability to put the passbook in such a way in the machine that it is getting automatically printed. It is 1 minute job for which don't ask the customer to come next day. So, this kind of improvement, uses of technology is definitely very important. So, improvement of the customer service, you need to use the technology also, motivating the staff and officers. That area of that area branch manager should identify with more transparency in the decision making. Then coming to the customer education, many times customers require certain type of information or some advisory services. It needs to be given, that is called customer education. Replacing the fear psychosis among the decision maker with improved risk taking ability. Before the above program is launched at the branch, the required atmosphere for the change is need to be created. And changes always got refusal or maybe always got oppose from the customers because they don't want the existing situation to be changed. But it is very much essential that change must be welcomed. Change must be welcomed. Role of the branch manager in ensuring the better customer service. Repeatedly, I was again and again telling that branch manager plays a very vital role in respect of the improvement of the customer services in the branch. The role and functions of the branch managers to improve the quality and the customer service have been extensively discussed. And to increase the customer satisfaction, the personalized approach has no parallel. So, professional approach, personal approach, undertaking the call or calling or inviting the complaints or inviting the better services from your staff and addressing it into the forum of the customers is very much essential. A few things should always be remembered whenever a customer approaches for some work. Number one, the bank deal in services. Service is the end product of the bank. So every employee therefore has an interest to serve a customer, and as satisfied customer will bring more customers. More customers means more profit, and greater profit will help the organization to grow, and so will its employee. See, it is a chain. Service, how it is affecting? In a smaller way, I have just narrated why the customer service should be given the importance, because it also increases indirectly the profitability of the branch, and indirectly not only the branch or bank, you are getting benefited by way of say additional bonus or maybe improvement in the salary. All these things definitely it has an impact on the better customer services. Banking is a people. Again, one we have seen services, now we are seeing banking is a people, because it was a man-made industry. There is nothing, there is no production happens. It is only service and the people are working around. So it is a man industry. Banking is a people. It is not merely figures, ledgers or registers. Satisfied customer passes on their satisfaction to the employees. They also get a job satisfaction. Looking at only the laptop or looking at only the machinery or your desktop, you can very well look at it, but do not concentrate on that. The person behind that also needs to be seen. So, it's a personal approach always helps to improve the customer service. Next is that when customer approaching to the bank or bank employee for some work, casting a vote of confidence in them. Bank employees are the expert according to the customer, to whom the customer have gone for the help to solve their banking problems. See the smile on the face of the customer when they get the desired response from the bank employee. Complicated work or complicated requirement, if it is resolved in a few minutes time by any of the bank employees, just realize, look at his face, how satisfied he is. That smile you always keep in every customer's face. That means your attitude, you being a service industry, you must help the customer like that, because he is coming to you to resolve the problems. And that's the reason the service industry always depending on the people, and this is the people industry. We all want the services in our everyday life. We want and expect the courtesy from the others. Why not extend it before we extend to the other, expect from others? Try to extend the courtesy when you expect the courtesy from the others. None of us in our life like to be ignored. Customer also should not be felt ignored when he is in your premises. Why ignore customer when they are also your bread and butter? You should not. We all know from our own daily experience that the service delayed is always service denied. But this is not true in case of banking. We would all like to have our job completed wherever we go. Why not the same is extended, and when the customer approaches, do their job quickly and faster? For your personal work, if you go to some other organization and you expect that your work should be done. Similarly, when the customer comes into the branch, and naturally the same feeling he has, what you have for your getting the work done, he will also expect that his work should be completed. And the joy of satisfaction of the work, there is no price for it. We like others to listen to us, always. It is not fair to expect others that others would also like to be listened to you. Same, you put yourself in the customer place and realize what would be the reaction. Then only it will be a better customer, then you will only give the better customer service. None of us can claim to have all the answers. We all learn, and there is no loss of face if we cannot answer to all the queries of the customer. Many times, no one is great. Everybody is a student. Everybody is learning. And learning is a continuous process. It is not expected that 100% banking you must know. But whatever you know, you respond to. Whatever you do not know, escalate it. Get the things done. But see that the person in front of you get well and proper services. Customers are not aware of the line of demarcation, in the authority at the branch or that of the department. Guide them to the right person and take them personally there. Do not show the fingers or arrow that how he should proceed to a concerned person. First thing, when he comes in the branch, he may not be aware that which departments are working where. He only concerned with his work. The person to whom he is approaching, it is the responsibility of that person to direct him. Rather, I can say, personally take him to the concerned department so as to get his work done. Customers' goodwill is built over the years and takes a continuous efforts to improve upon it further. It takes an incident or two to finish off the goodwill and the built over the years. See, gaining the creation take a longer time, but destruction within no time you can do it. So creating the confidence among the customers is a very challenging task. It is a process. If you provide one services, you cannot gain the confidence. But continuously, if you provide such kind of services, then definitely it will be and have a better impact on your career too, as well as the custom reduction in the number of complaints. Bank employees are the person on whom the reputation of the branch depends. because you are front end to the bank. If you are front end to the bank, then if this is so and so bank, the people like this in front, immediately the face, your face will come in front of the customer. He will straightaway come and approach you. But in that case, you should always give certain positive services. Bank employees are the person on whom the reputation of the branch depends. They have to choose between the two options. One, the affection of their customer, satisfying the customer relationship, and tremendous job satisfaction. These are areas where the dependency of the customer is. The other, indifference, a chorus of disgust and complaints and the job dissatisfaction too. One is satisfied customer, another one is dissatisfied customer. We all like smiling faces. True. We all like smiling faces. Why not do the same to the others? Particularly when the job is demands to do so in your work environment and ungrudgingly and smilingly provide the services to the customer. Why not do it or start you yourself? You like the smiling faces. Also, in your case, if you go to some offices to get your work done, if you do not see the smiling face there, perhaps your half work, you will think that it is not possible to get it done today. Similar is the attitude. If you carry on in your department or even in your situation, perhaps you may not be a good banker to provide the good customer services. So, keep the face smiling and give the services with a smiling face. Handling the customer complaint. How to handle the customer complaint? Customer complaint is an opportunity to correct oneself. Any gaps which are observed, and because of that gap, if the complaint is created, then in that case, it is an opportunity for you to listen to the customer, understand the grievances, and thereafter you decide what is to be done. So, it is the area of improvement for your working culture. But majority of us treat us the complaint as threat to our existence, making us feel vulnerable. Should not take it like that. Everything you take it right spirit. When the customer complains, I'm sure that customer will definitely not complain unless and until there is some gap. There is some gap in the service providers. So, it is, again I am repeating, the customer, when customer raises the complaints, for you, it is understanding or it is for you to improve your areas of functioning. One should try to go beyond the complaint and to understand underlying causes which has given rise to it. An objective assessment of the cause and its removal will satisfy definitely the customer. Complaints are made when the customer is disturbed. Easily, no one will raise the complaint. No one is habit or no one like to make the complaint. Unless and until I am not satisfied, I will not raise any voice. I will not raise any complaint. So, the complaints are made when the customer is disturbed on being satisfied or disappointed. If any is getting disappointed, at that point of time also customer can raise the complaint. So, complaint is neither small or big. Complaint is a complaint. Small loss or big loss, loss is a loss. All the complaints are to be taken with equal seriousness and objectivity. You may say that there is no monetary loss is happen in certain transactions. Why customer is making the complaint? See, monetary loss is not the only area where customer can complain. Because of your not doing certain things, his other work is getting suffered. And the reason being because you have not provided that services. So under the circumstances, definitely he is bound to make a complaint, even though there is a physical loss or not. So it is not necessary that there should be a monetary loss to happen to the customer for any reason. If customer is dissatisfied, he may definitely provide or he may definitely complain. Complaints helps the branch managers to know where the weak point is. It is the feedback on inefficiency of the branch. Anticipatory action. In locating the dislocations, periodical review of the branch performance, a regular supervision of the branch functioning reduces the areas of the complaint. These are the areas where you can reduce the complaint. Many of us, when confronted with the customer complaint, run into the mental blockade and take shelter under staff attitude, bank's policy, systems don't function. These are the excuses normally provided. Going beyond that, how to satisfy the customer is up to the branch manager and the manner in which he has directed his staff to attend such kind of complaints. Customers are not bothered with our internal deficiency, that is bank's internal deficiency. They are interested in getting their work done. Look at the problem, get the facts open and help them the way they want. Offering a straightforward apology will not cost you. Whenever an employee or the branch has committed a mistake, creates a confidence in the customer about the attitude of the branch and its employees. So, always while attending the customer, we should be proactively think that we must satisfy the customer. Another area is you must listen to the complaint. If it is not in writing, you listen to the customer, listen the complaint. In many cases, customers want that their viewpoint is heard. At least that is the greatest satisfaction he will have. Whatever I am speaking, patiently it is heard by the branch manager or concerned staff. Appreciate their point of view, even if it is not acceptable to the branch. You appreciate it. There is no cost for appreciation. You appreciate his concern. Branch manager, or for that matter, if any staff member, he cannot afford to the luxury of going into the arguments with argument with the customers. In many argument, one side has to lose and other one side has to always lose and other side has to always win. If the customer loses, the branch too loses the customer. Written complaint should be immediately acknowledged. Customer service is a high priority item. Please keep in mind in the list of the priorities of the branch managers. It tops the list along with the business development in the scheme of the things, in the scheme of the things of the branch manager. It therefore needs a deliberate focus. Focused attention for resolution of the complaint or avoiding the complaint or satisfy the customer then and there only will help to improve the customer service. This is all about the customer services. Thank you very much.